Let's open the service in prayer. Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. Lord, we thank you for your beautiful spirit and your sweet presence. Lord, we thank you for everyone that has come out today, and Lord, those that are still on the way. And we ask that you would just bless and anoint this service. May it bring honor and glory to your name. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Rex is coming to lead us in worship today. Let's just worship the Lord.
Good morning.
Serve a risen Savior, he's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. Walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart.
Nice to see everyone out this morning. How many people had a wonderful week? Just raise your hand. All right, amen. I had a great week also. I got to spend some time with Pastor and Josh and Ben and Saya, and we went down to Milwaukee and we did a chalk ministry to a senior group down there. What a wonderful time we had. I tell you, I had to sing down there. It was okay. They said I did a good job, but I got to sing with Saya and Josh, and it was great. I had a great time. Big church, big group, wonderful people. But it's really nice to just get out there and have people listen to you once in a while. You know, I don't always get that opportunity. But we had a good time. And, you know, now that I'm being thinking about, one of the common things is that, you know, we get a warning from God, you know, as we were talking about today, you know, a learning lesson from God. And on the way back, there was this guy, he flew on by us. And, he flew by us. And we're like, wow, that guy's really going fast. We got a few miles down the road, and he was pulled over by a cop. And I was like, yeah, they got him. We got going about 5-10 miles more, and shoom, that guy went right on by us again. So we're like, wow, he didn't learn nothing. About another 5-10 miles down the road, he got pulled over again. And we had a good laugh, you know. But, you know, that's just like life, you know. God says, whoa, take a second, you know. Here's your warning. But if you just keep going, you're going to get in trouble again, you know. I didn't see him go flying by us again, so I'm sure he got a nice ride somewhere, I think. But.
Are you looking for the fullness of the blessing of the Lord in your heart and life today? Claim the promise of your Father, come according to His word in the blessed old time way. He will fill your heart today to overflowing, as the Lord commanded you. Bring your vessels, not a few. Fill your heart today to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and power. Bring your empty earthen vessels into Jesus' precious blood. Come, you needy one and all. And in human consecration, wait before the throne of God till the Holy Ghost shall fall. He will fill your heart today to overflowing, as the Lord commanded you. Bring your vessels out of you. He will fill your heart today to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and power. Like the cruise of oil unveiling, is His grace for everyone in His love and changing still. And according to His promise, with the Holy Ghost and power,
how many people want to be filled today? Amen. Amen. All right. Let's just keep that going throughout the week now. We'll be just fine.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold Him, born the King of ages. Oh, come, let us adore. Thank you. against the foe, forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Like a mighty army moves the Church of God. Brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Crowns and thrones may perish, kingdoms rise and wane, but the Church of Jesus
Wednesday night Bible study, there was this, just this song just reminded, I'm going to try to remember now. As we, how many people here know people in the military? That's it, huh? But I mean, take the opportunity to tell them, you know, why they're in the military, and just remember that to keep Jesus in their heart, even if they do have to go overseas and, you know, have to go to war. It's not, I'm sure it's not the greatest thing, but having the Lord in their heart and just understanding why they're there, I think, is a major part. And I talked to Pastor about that in the, you know, on Wednesday night Bible study, and I think it's a blessing to, you know, teach others, and those in the military, you know, all they go in and they know, well, I got to fight, you know, but there's a purpose to it, you know, and tell them that Jesus is still there.
Bible stands like a rock undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands though the hills may tumble. If the mountains stand when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of man. Sweetly in the trees, I look
Touched me.